We don't know of any mysterious events, fish out of water, or zombies in Phoenix, but there is a long-dead city underground. Commentator Craig Childs has been exploring it.
My hometown is Greater Phoenix. Peel back just the top couple of feet there and you'll find the remnants of a sprawling society of farmers who lived in adobe villages 1,000 years ago. I'm making a map of this buried city, matching it to grids of modern streets. I ride across Phoenix on a bicycle, looking for subtle rises and dips in the ground. I search cul-de-sacs and strip malls for indications of old ceremonial mounds and adobe towers. I pinpoint some sites from maps made in the 1800s. Back then, ruins were still standing across the valley. I hear of other sites from archaeologists or utility workers digging tunnels and trenches. This fallen civilization is called Ho'okam by its descendants, the Tohono O'odham people. It means all used up. It's an apt description of a southwest nucleus that all but disappeared in the 15th century. The Ho'okam were likely victims of overpopulation, disease, and drought, followed by floods. But before that, they flourished for centuries. An entire history began and ended in this place centuries before modern Phoenix existed. As I bike around the city today, I find reminders of the Ho'okam above ground, too. Boulders scribbled with rock art, circles, lizards, and human figures looking out over crowded subdivisions, pieces of broken pottery in vacant lots. Sometimes these shards of pre-Columbian jars or bowls are painted with fragments of red birds or spirals dating back to the other side of history. Once, workers tore up a Phoenix parking lot and found nearly 200 ancient human burials underneath it. Ceramic jars and finely crafted offerings were tucked among the dead, who rested beneath parked cars for decades. After hearing about that, I look at parking lots differently. I imagine the asphalt like a glass-bottomed boat. Skulls and bones and the blueprints of villages float below. Now, as I pedal through the shimmering heat of the city, on-ramps and air-conditioned high-rises gradually blur into Ho'okam dwellings. Cars and pedestrians become farmers tending corn rows with long wooden tools and old men sitting in the shade. Children carry water, their bare feet padding along hard-packed ground. We never live in just one time. A well of history rests in the ground beneath us, and sometimes, when the light is just right, you can see through to the other side.
Commentator Craig Child's most recent book is Finders Keepers, A Tale of Archaeological Plunder and Obsession. You can comment on his essay on the opinion page at npr.org.